This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And so feel free to get online. We're here till 11 o'clock. A good time to go do it this morning is early because we have David Palmbach coming on at 10 o'clock from the CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency.
Ray.
Yeah.
Great.
We're looking forward to talking with him about what they're doing to keep our country more safe from cyber attacks. So he'll be joining us at around 10. So get on this morning at 9 o'clock and you'll be able to help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. As usual and custom, well, quick note too, can't post to the Facebooks. So we are not doing any Facebook broadcasting this morning.
Oh.
I don't know. Somebody took away my ability to do it, and I don't know what to tell you. So we'll be not able to do that this morning. That's okay. But I want to make sure you guys knew that if you're looking for the broadcast there. So as usual and customary, you've got some technology news for us there, Dennis?
I do. One of the things that we've talked about fairly often was the failures of Tesla's so-called autopilot, which we know is not really an autopilot.
Right.
And how it crashes, especially into emergency vehicles.
Seemed to be something it likes to do.
Right. Well, there's something else it's a service called Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like an Uber, but all of their vehicles are driverless.
Right. Is this a GM? I think it's a GM service.
I don't know if... Oh, yeah. It is a subsidiary of GM. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At any rate, they had a couple of very bad accidents in California over the last few weeks. And the California DMV pulled their license to operate, suspended them for until they can figure out what they're doing.
Yeah.
And even in spite of having said that they weren't going to do it, the company has shut down nationwide in order to review what they're doing, what the cars are doing, what's going on.
Gotcha.
And they really want to get the public trust back. Well, I mean, maybe build cars that drive that don't crash in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Good way to
The problem with the idea of autonomous vehicles. I mean, I love the idea of it, right? The thought of it.
Right.
You really wouldn't need insurance anymore.
True.
Right? Because the vehicle is going to drive you around.
If they do what they're supposed to, correct.
Yeah. But the problem is they all need to be able to see each other on the network, which is the network would be our highways and our roadways. That's the network. And if you think of the car as a packet on that network, you know, it needs to be able to know where it is in relation to all the other packets.
Right.
So if what they've done is they've come up with autonomous driving using a visual approach where the car can sort of see where it's going. And I say sort of. It actually does see where it's going and makes decisions. But it is not related to the rest of the network. It's literally by itself, autonomous, without any relationship to the rest of the cars on the network. So if they could get the cars to all talk to one another on the same network using, you know, the promise of 5G, you know, wireless, imagine your car talking to my car. Guess what? They're not going to run into each other.
Right.
Because they know where they are. But they don't do that right now. So they've jumped ahead and not really considered the rest of it.
Right.
And it's a neat technology, but these autonomous cars can't even make decisions around construction areas. It gets a little hairy there. Heck, I can't even drive around construction agents. When they put some of those cones the way they do, I mean, you're straddling to try to get by stuff. Imagine an autonomous car trying to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
got to be a nightmare for them to navigate.
Right. So, I mean, eventually, if they could all get together and say, okay, we're going to put this chip in everybody's car so we all know where you are. Now, of course... then you have the other issue, right?
Now every vehicle in the universe has an entree in through the internet.
A tracking system,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and tracking, yeah.
So, I mean, our phones are already doing that, so what are you afraid of? and not that you're doing anything wrong. We'll see what happens with autonomous vehicles. It's a neat concept, and I would love to not have to write insurance anymore, right? You know, and you wouldn't have anybody dealing with any kind of injury there as far as that whole litigious area of law would go away.
Right. That there'd be a whole realm of stuff that could be
better.
Completely unnecessary. Yeah.
You could just read a book while the car drove. In other news, I found this kind of funny. Comcast, they're resisting the calls to stop its misleading 10G network. So Comcast recently renamed its whole network Xfinity 10G. Despite cable slower speeds, yeah. An advertising agency group called Comcast urged it to stop its 10G ads or modify them to state that 10G is an aspirational goal.
To say the least.
Yeah. Rather than something the company actually provides on its cable network today. So the National Advertising Division, the NAD, part of advertising industry's self-regulated system run by the BBB, National Programs ruled against Comcast after a challenge lodged by T-Mobile. So, you know, calling yourself 10G and not actually being able to deliver 10G does seem like a problem.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard them using that label and I'm like, wait, they're doing 10G service?
Right.
No,
they're not.
No, they're not.
So we'll see what happens with that, but definitely, yeah. A little bit of tail wagging the dog there. What else you got there, Dennis?
Oh, another thing that we've discussed before.
Yeah.
Is Microsoft's tactic of getting in the way of, or trying to get in the way of people installing Chrome on their computers.
Right. They hate that happens.
As you know, when you get a brand new Windows computer, the only browser on it out of the box is Edge, which is Microsoft's browser. So whenever you're going to go get it, you're going to use that product.
Right.
That means that they control the doorway for you to go get Chrome.
Right.
And they take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it before. The latest tactic is that when you try to go to the Chrome installation webpage, it will show on the side of the page a poll asking you, you know, why you're changing, different kinds of questions that it's going to ask.
Right.
So it's trying to poke you.
It's like, are you sure you want to do this? You're hurting our feelings, Microsoft is saying to Chrome. You know, we really appreciate it if you didn't download Chrome.
And don't you know you'd be much better off if you didn't use Chrome and use Edge instead?
Yikes.
Now, I'd like to be clear. Edge is actually a decent browser these days.
Well, it's based on what? Chromium.
Chrome, right. And it's actually developed in parallel. So when, you know, Google comes up with patches for Chrome, the same patching gets built into Edge and then Microsoft releases that. So there's a parallel security being
applied. It kind of reminds me of the parallel approach to search engine when Bing was using Google search results to actually give you results. But that was a decade or so ago. But let's go ahead. I digress.
At any rate, it's just part of their antics where they know that they control the computer.
Right.
And they can try to get in the way of anything you do. And it's to me, it's kind of unnerving.
It's max of desperation, really. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Microsoft, come on. You're trying. The issue that Microsoft really should be concerned about is that Chrome operating system or the Android browsing system. These are the futures. You know, if we can all get away from Windows, imagine how much more secure we would be. I think that's really where things are headed in the future. But that's just me. You had something else you wanted to bring up about the CEO of Chrome of Google. I thought was kind of funny.
There's been a court case going on, a lawsuit over Google tracking users.
Yeah.
And the CEO actually testified.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that he doesn't even understand that Google's so-called privacy button.
Yeah, the incognito mode, right?
Well, that, and then there's a, I guess there's a button that you can click on some web page somewhere that restricts what they can do with your information.
Okay.
The CEO, Sundar Pichai, didn't even know what that was or what it controls or what it does. And it turns out that it doesn't really do what it purports to do
in the first place. Right.
And he doesn't know anything about that.
So was he testifying?
Yeah,
in the court of law?
I believe he was testifying. Jeez. Yes. Yeah, he was.
And he didn't even know.
Yep.
Well, that's a CEO for you, I guess.
Yeah, this is the day. These are the days when the CEOs don't need to know the product.
Right. The key really is if you want to be more private on the internet, operate with a VPN.
Yes.
I'm starting to do it 24/7.
Operate with a VPN and do not. You can use Chrome.
Yeah.
But don't log into it.
Right. Right. If you're logged in, they know what you're doing.
Right. Because they're inside.
Right.
The browser.
You're doing anything wrong.
Well, I just want to point out that being on a VPN doesn't protect you.
Right. Especially if you've logged in with the tool.
From that kind of intrusion, because they're going to see what you're doing from inside that VPN tunnel.
Right. You're encrypted, but the information is available to them because you're voluntarily giving it to them.
Right.
So, all right. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So, again, we'll get online. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then coming up at 10 o'clock, David Palmbach from the CISA will join us. It's a new federal agency out there. Started in 2018 under the Trump administration to try to keep us more secure, more safe from the fact that, you know, the bad guys are out there and they're working hard to attack.
On a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me one go home.
And we are back. Carolyn said she was going to do Halloween music.
I'll explain.
You'll explain it? All right, go ahead.
It's in the movie Beetlejuice.
All right. That's good.
There was a very long scene including this.
All right. Yep. That makes sense.
Did you not know that was in Beetlejuice?
I've not seen that since I was a...
This is from the musical, too.
Oh, my goodness. All right, my bad. I love it how the Utes get new music and apply it to different things. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to take your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And I think I can go over here to – no, Carolyn's still typing. In a second here, I'll be able to go to our caller. But coming up at 10:05, David Palmbach will be coming in from the CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. And he'll be talking about how Connecticut companies and our infrastructure has to be better protected and what the CISA can do for free.
For free?
Well, we're paying for it with our taxes. But well, so it's, yeah. it depends on how you look at that. Can have them help your company get more secure. So can I go to our first caller there, Carolyn? I'm going to do that right now. Tom, you there?
Yep.
What can we do for you, sir?
I'm here.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. What can we do for you this morning?
So would you have any suggestions on how to deal with the problems that YouTube has created over the past 2 weeks? Where if you have an ad blocker, they're preventing you from being able to watch videos. Now, I've used Chrome and I've used Brave, and I get different problems with YouTube on either browser. Sometimes I get a black screen that says you're using an ad blocker, you know, you can't watch the video unless you turn off the ad blocker. Other times I get a black screen and I get a circling beach ball, and then eventually it'll play. Other times I get a whitish screen with a lot of grayed out areas, and I can't do anything with that. I have turned off the ad blocker, refreshed the screen, and then immediately turned it back on. And sometimes that works, but it's just a big pain in the neck. I mean, I used to just be able to watch videos. Yeah. And it seems to be more common with new videos. Like if I watch something from 10 years ago or 5 years ago, it doesn't seem to happen, but it's very sporadic. Sometimes I go in and I can watch videos without any problem. Other times I have problems. So right now I got both browsers open. You got any suggestions?
Well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have offered some workarounds for this. I'm going to tell you that a browser like Brave that has built-in ad blocking, even if you turn off ad blocking for the site, there might still be something that is being detected by YouTube that it doesn't like.
Yeah.
So you may have to use a different browser than Brave to go to YouTube. I have had to, on my home computer, on my Mac, I've had to switch to using Safari to watch it.
So you can have the ad block in place and Safari, and YouTube doesn't seem to notice that.
Well, yeah, I do have an ad blocker installed for the Safari browser.
Right.
It's actually a system extension, but...
But YouTube doesn't
that
see it.
That it works.
Yeah, okay.
But Brave is a little funny, and it doesn't always block a YouTube video, but some of them it'll try to load the video, and then when I click play, it just doesn't do anything.
Right.
Or it'll start to play, and then it goes black.
Yeah.
There's a Lifehacker article about how to do some of the workarounds. Mm-hmm. I've also seen suggestions that if you flush the cache in your browser and also delete cookies, apparently deleting cookies and flushing the cache help.
Okay.
On some browsers after you've turned off ad blocking for the site.
But Tom, so here's the key here. When you loaded YouTube on your system and you clicked that you agree, you're agreeing to this as far as their terms of service. So they're saying, hey, you want to watch a YouTube video. We're putting up the service for you. You've agreed when you clicked I agree to watch the ads or to not have an ad blocker in place. And so YouTube is just saying, hey, I detect one. I'm not going to let you see it. Now, the EU is going after YouTube for this too.
Yes.
So you might find the European Union actually somehow give us the ability to not have to see so many ads on YouTube. However, that... You have to use a VPN and get over to the European Union server to actually watch it. but you're agreeing to it. So I don't think you're going to really ever defeat this, Tom, because YouTube makes its money this way. And to defeat it.
And whatever we tell you to do to get around it right now,
it
might not work tomorrow because they find a way around that.
Fleeting.
Yeah. It's very ephemeral.
Mm.
Most of the time I use Chrome. I don't usually use Brave that much.
Okay.
So I was hoping there was a suggestion or solution for Chrome. I've seen something about UOrigin, I think it's called.
Yes.
It's an ad blocker. Yeah, UBlock Origin.
Yeah, that's an ad blocking extension. It's very good, but that can get in the way of YouTube.
And they're going to see it, and they're going to say, no, you're not going to, no YouTube for you. And remember, Chrome is under the same company as YouTube. They're all owned by Google.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to get around this. I wish there was a way. But, you know, remember the old cable descramblers that we used to get when we were kids?
Yeah.
You know, those little bullet things that somehow descrambled. I never knew how it worked. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But, you know, the cable companies didn't appreciate that so much. YouTube either has the same problem, right? You're going to watch the ad if you want to watch YouTube videos. So,
no, I mean, if I didn't have an ad blocker and I tried to use YouTube like years ago, there were so many ads. I mean, you couldn't even watch the video.
Right.
Nowadays, it doesn't seem to be that bad. And I'm wondering if turned off the ad blocker, are they just going to put up an ad on the side or are they going to interrupt the video? Do you know how that works?
They're only going to give you an ad if they have a reason to give you an ad.
Yeah.
So
generally, the ads are injected only if someone buys one for a video.
Right. And basically, it's even more insidious. It actually knows, hey, this is a guy who's in his 50s. He's got interest in this. I'm going to go ahead and send over this information to him and give Dennis a whole different ad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom, we're coming up against a hard break, but it's a good question.
It is.
We'll be right back. Maybe I'll just turn off the ad blocker and see what happens.
Yeah,
for YouTube. I'll leave it on for everybody else, but I'll turn it off for YouTube.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Tom, good luck. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a jump to the left.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. And Dennis is having fun. He's not even listening to me.
Sorry.
Halloween music for you. Thanks to Carolyn. So we got three lines now. You guys are all waking up this morning. I appreciate that because, yeah, we're definitely not going to be able to take too many calls at, after 10 o'clock talking to David from the CISA, David Palmbach. Really looking forward to chatting with him and having you guys hear what that agency is trying to do. It's a new agency. So let's go to your calls, though. Who's on the longest? We're going to go to Joe in New Haven first. Morning, Joe.
Good morning. Two quick questions.
Yeah.
When I want Norton's, Smarts again, Norton.
You have Norton's?
They say, they say you're clean and everything. Then it says, if you have, was my case, 13,490 performance issues are slowing you down.
Wow. What?
But then it says for $25 and change for the rest of your prescription, we could take care of this.
So this is on your computer
It's running on my computer and it's laptop, but it's to me, it's fast.
Right. Wow, this is getting crazy out there. So you have 13,000 potential issues that are slowing you down, but if you're running an i5 with 16 gigs of RAM and a solid state hard drive, it's nothing.
I can't even begin to imagine how you would have that number of things wrong with your computer.
Right. And for $25 more
on a home computer. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'd be dead. If this was a person that had 13,000 things wrong with you, I'd be dead.
True.
Yes.
I have seen malware scans that will report thousands of problems.
Right.
But in 99% of cases, those are tracking cookies that it detects.
Right. What's a problem? So,
which is a problem, but it's not slowing your computer and it's not going to hurt it.
What's it saying, Joe?
Yeah. It says system junk 6814. Browser junk 6,325, broken registries 289, and broker shortcuts 58.
Yeah.
Well, the stuff in the registry you can ignore. All that means is that there's something in the registry that points to something elsewhere on your computer that no longer exists.
Right.
And that can happen because you installed a program and then removed it, but some of its registry entries didn't get taken out. That doesn't hurt the computer at all.
No.
So that can be left alone. I wouldn't tamper with
Joe,
the
are
registry.
You on a are you on speaker phone?
Yeah, I'll try to put it off.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Maybe. What was your other question?
My other question is with DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Could you because they dialed my computer, Norton. They said you cannot put spell check on DuckDuckGo.
You can't put spell. Norton is telling you you can't put spell check on DuckDuckGo?
Yes.
What is Norton doing?
It's not available. It's just you cannot. It's not available for DuckDuckGo.
Oh, that could be true. If you're using some sort of Norton spell check, like a separate product from Norton.
No. I said because I put DuckDuckGo. I said let's just put on spell check. And they said you can't. DuckDuckGo does not offer it. This is me. They said that they don't offer it. I was thinking maybe they might offer it in the future.
I'm trying to understand what you mean by put on spell check. What do you think he's meaning with that? I mean, spell check is ubiquitous.
I use DuckDuckGo. I want to have spell check.
All right. Well, it's your browser that does any spell checking when you're on a website.
Right.
And the browser either has spell check or it doesn't. And Norton, it doesn't matter what website you're on.
And it doesn't matter what Norton thinks.
And Norton Smart Scan, whatever the heck that is, doesn't have any control over that.
Oh, so. I know. That's separate. That's a separate issue.
Okay.
I installed DuckDuckGo on the it's a new computer.
It's an app with a it's its own browser.
Yeah.
All right, and maybe they don't have the spell check embedded in that. That's possible.
Okay.
That's possible. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And as far as the other thing, I'm just going to ignore it because it's the other one. I'm having all those issues. That's an older computer. It's an older laptop, but it's running fine. I think,
Yeah. I don't think you need to give them $25 to fix whatever that issue is.
You have over 15,000 things wrong with your car wouldn't run.
Right.
Just the ethics of them pronouncing that number out of the blue without backing it up with anything.
Right.
Because right now you don't know what that points to.
That's how.
And then they're going to tell you that you're going to spend $25 to fix these tens of thousands of things that we're telling you are wrong, but we won't tell you what they are. No.
Yeah.
Just
like I said, they break it down. They break down. They
But they don't tell you why.
But they don't tell you what they are.
It's very much like the Microsoft scams that are out there, right? Your system has a bunch of problems with it. Well, if you turn on a Microsoft computer, guess what? It has a bunch of problems with it.
Oh, sure.
And that's like, you know, of course it does. So they're almost using the Microsoft scam approach to try to get $25 out of you too.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, I hate the ethics of that.
Yeah,
I do.
So do I. Told him that too. I said, I'm on a radio station where people know about this.
All right, Joe. Well, you let them know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Spell check. That whole thing is still boggling because that's almost ubiquitous everywhere. I'm just trying to understand what
Be that the DuckDuckGo app doesn't have spell check
now,
yet.
Now, the other caller, the YouTube, you had mentioned off the air with me that The ad blocking software you were talking about
has uBlock Origin.
uBlock Origin has the ability to actually, probably because the name is uBlock Origin, it's in the name, you actually choose what you want to have ad blocking on or off.
Yeah, when you're on the site, in the browser, you go into the uBlock Origin controls. You have to pin the control to your toolbar.
Yeah.
And then you can click on that, and there's a big power button in that little panel.
Right.
And you can click that on or off for any domain.
Nice.
So you would go to YouTube, click that button, and then click the little power button to turn off uBlock Origin for the site.
And that would solve Tom's problem in that he's trying to turn off and on the product he's using because it's more holistic.
It might, but other people have reported that they also have to clear their web cache and their cookies after they do that in order for YouTube to work.
Yeah. That's just an interesting approach.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on. Who's on the longest? Well, Carolyn, we need a break right now and come back. She's looking at me. She's not sure. Yeah, maybe, possibly. No, maybe not. She's talking. I'm going to continue on. We're going to go to AJ in South Windsor. What's happening, AJ?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
2 weeks in a row, and I had no plans to call you. But last night, my son was over, and he's on my case all the time about keeping all the updates on my devices. And so he hooked up my iPhone, which I'm on right now, and hooked it up and came back, and he picked it up, and it was hot. I mean, he said it was actually hot. And he showed it to my wife, and she said it was hot to the touch. By the time I picked it up, it was warm but not hot.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. I looked up a couple things, and one of the things I checked the battery. So the battery health is 98%, and it's in good shape. But then I looked at another site, and they said people have been having trouble, heating troubles after updates to 16 point whatever something operating system. So before I go into Apple, which I don't think I have to because it seems to be operating okay. Oh, the other thing was there was a message, a brief message that says your SIM card has a message. I never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, what do you think?
What iPhone are you running? iPhone what?
SE.
SE, is
It's a smaller one. It's not the big, because I can't fit in my pockets.
That's okay.
I don't like the big one.
Is it current? And, is that a current flavor?
It's less than 2 years old.
Okay. So Microsoft. Apple has been having issues with heat on the newest iPhones. They've had a burn-in issue and a heat issue. We actually brought it up last Saturday. And it's not unusual for these phones. I mean, these lithium-ion batteries do warm up. They can heat up. The question is the SE, does that have a known issue? Are you finding anything?
Not in particular about the SE. Just general discussion of iPhones heating up.
Right.
Well, the other thing they said was that even after you put the update on, there may be other apps that are updating in the background that may cause a heating. And I don't know. I don't have that many apps on my SE. Basically, all I do use it for is just calling people and messaging.
Right. So what happens, though, Apple has plenty of other things it does in the background.
Yeah, there's a lot. There are even features of the iPhone OS that are built in that you wouldn't even necessarily be aware of, but they may be applying updates.
Well, the other thing the article said was just wait a few days and it'll go away.
The article said wait a few days, kind of like you're holding it wrong. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
So the iOS you're running, is it 17?
Whatever the latest one is. Like I said, okay. My son has always been on my case because years ago, I ignored updates on a laptop and I paid for it in the long run.
Yeah.
So he's always been just looking at it.
It's good to be up to date, but the problem is sometimes the updates have problems.
Yeah.
And in this case, there is an overheating issue on that latest 17. Dot whatever. So we would tell you, so what they're probably saying, wait a few days, there's going to be a new update or a patch or a fix that they're working on to solve the issue. But beware of it. You should never use a laptop on your bed, let's say, having the laptop sit on the bed, because that can heat up and cause some issues there. Phones too, when they're being charged, they can make sure they're sitting on something that's not like tissue paper while it's going to charge, it could overheat. Be careful. But I would agree that it's probably something that'll auto-correct. But there are a bunch of articles on SE's heating. I mean, I'm finding a bunch of them. Are you finding them too?
I'm reading an article right now, and it's pretty clear that the problem is with the iOS version.
Right.
It's not with the model of the phone.
Right.
So it can happen version with 17. The SE's. It can happen with the Pros and whatever you've got.
Right.
And I have a Verge article here that says that Apple either has or is releasing a fix for it.
Yeah, so...
And that article is dated... Actually, it's dated October 4th.
Yeah, so they've got some issues. They probably still have some issues.
The fix may not have actually fixed it, is what the problem might be.
So there probably will be an update coming, but just be careful with your phone.
Well, that's okay. I wanted to get some background and see if there's anything I was really missing, but because I had intended to call into Apple and get their input, and I wanted to go to the experts first.
Well, you can also check with Apple, and we'd be curious to hear what they tell you if you want to call back next Saturday.
Yeah, I'd love to know what they say.
All right.
Okay. All right. About one more thing. I'm going to give Proton a try, but I'm going to take the free one first.
All right.
Just to see.
Give it a shot.
I'm going to go.
Sounds good.
Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome, AJ. All right, bye-bye. We'll step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk. And Carolyn's trying to scare you with some spooky music. So we'll be here until 11. Feel free to get online. Coming up at 10:05, we do expect David Palmbach from the CISA to be in studio.
Yay!
And chat with us about cybersecurity and what you can do. This is more for on the business side of things and our infrastructure to keep your business and maybe keep our water supply and power grid and all those things more safe.
And our aerospace industry.
Yeah. All those things that until 2018, we really weren't doing a very good job doing. And this agency started back then. And so we're excited to chat with David. Let's get to your calls, though. We're going to go to Rich in Glastonbury next. What's happening, Rich?
Yeah, hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a problem with my printer. I can't get it to print, and I went through different steps. And I did go to settings, devices, and what comes up is I can't seem to get things out of queue.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
How is your printer connected to your system?
It's a direct connect with a hardwire.
Okay.
USB cable?
Might be a USB cable. It may also be just that there is a stuck print job that isn't getting cleared.
Yeah.
And you might have to do some additional work to get it cleared.
How would I do that? I tried everything I knew how to do, and I couldn't get it to print.
Well, there are a couple of ways to go about it. We would have to get you an article that tells you how to do it.
Okay.
Because it includes several steps.
Now, when you say hardwired, though, I want to be sure. USB, or is it a network cable? Are you plug? Is that printer plugging directly into the back of your computer via a USB cable, or is it on the network?
Well, it's a laptop, and the cable's plugged directly from the laptop into the printer.
Okay, so USB. I just want to be sure of that.
Yeah, it's on the lower left-hand corner of the laptop.
Yep. So it's a USB connection, and your system does not see it as an online printer, correct?
Correct.
And have you uninstalled the printer and reinstalled it?
How would I do that?
That's the first step there in the control panel.
Well, if you're in the settings and you can see the list of printers, and you click on one, there will generally be, among other things, a remove device button that should show up.
Okay. It does showing the correct printer, which is a HP LaserJet 1102W.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I click on set default, but it doesn't do anything. And what comes up is printer status default error.
Right. It's not seeing it. Your computer's not seeing your printer.
Okay.
So it's either a bad cable, which could be, that could happen, believe it or not, or it's just something confused with the driver. If it's an HP, you said?
Yes.
You can download an HP tool that'll help you.
Yeah, it's called iPrint and Fix. Print and Scan Doctor. Sorry.
Okay, and that's from HP?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get you a link to that.
Is it an HP laptop?
Yes. It's a Dell laptop.
Okay.
It'll run on it anyway.
Yes, it will. So that tool will probably help you rather than having you try to do it granularly.
Yeah, matter of fact, that might be the way to go.
Okay. Yeah, it seemed to start. I had a download. I keep things current with the malware and the updates with Microsoft. But when I tried to print a couple days later, it wouldn't print. Mm-hmm. So maybe something could have happened with the download.
Yeah, it could have been that. But it may not have been. Unfortunately, the logic is not there anymore when it comes to computers. It's you could have had a peanut butter sandwich and it stopped printing nowadays. So you don't know. There's no logic anymore to this.
Okay.
More likely is your USB is your ports are kind of scrambled or screwed up. Like even this morning, I was trying to get connected here to do the Facebook Live broadcast. I've got like 6 USB devices that have to make this all work, and it was fighting with me because the computer decided it didn't want to see all the devices. Why it does that is beyond me. It was not updated either.
So it could even be the cable then too.
It could be the cable. It could be the port.
That's the other thing. If you have a second USB port on the laptop, you may not. But if you do, try plugging it into that.
There's only plug-in for that type of a plug.
Oh, only one.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that you just have to troubleshoot, and the tool will help you troubleshoot it. It might give you more information as to what it thinks the issue is.
It will, depending on what the problem is, it may give him a lot of guidance. It does include a lot of, informational stuff.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to put that on your website, and again, it's Print and Scan Doctor.
Yep, Print and Scan Doctor.
Yeah, HP's. Don't Google it unless you're going to go to HP's site and do it. Search within HP's site. That's okay.
Yeah, you can go to support.hp.com and then search inside the site.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll do with what you guys said.
All right, sir.
You got it, Rich. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. It's funny. I'm not an electrician, but I do play one on TV, and I had an outlet outside that failed, brand new GFI outlet, failed, and basically the thought that a GFI would fail this way, where you can't reset it, even if you've disconnected it from the power, that's a failure of the actual outlet.
Yeah.
It's brand new. Now, the snag is having a guy who's an electrician that I try to play one, I got to go on the YouTubes, right, with ads and all, to see if this is a real thing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, it's a real thing. If you can't get your GFI to reset on that outlet, it's a bad outlet. And I couldn't believe in a million years that a brand new, maybe a month old outlet would fail to that extent. What are we manufacturing these days?
Trash.
It's garbage. It's designed for outside use, heavy duty. I did everything I could to avoid having it fail for the next years and years, I was hoping. A month. I mean, is everything just Chinese garbage? I don't know. It's just annoying.
Could be.
But the fact that you couldn't reset it.
Oh.
I just, and this is the same thing with this poor guy's printer. It was working, And then it stopped.
And then it stopped. Yeah.
And it could have been an update. It could have been. It could be a failure on the cable. It could be a failure on the USB port itself. All sorts of things could be at play here. And that's why the tools that are out there nowadays are going to help him.
Yeah.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Everything's been posted. And it'll get there eventually over to computertalkwithtab.com.
Yeah, eventually.
And we posted everything over on the Facebook page, over on Tab Computer Systems Facebook page, because we no longer can post to WGIC's Facebook page. Somebody made it a change in my account. But it'll get there for you if you want to check it out there. Mike G's posting all that. And if you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, it's going to get to you as well. We're able to still post there. And then coming up in a few minutes, David Palmbach from the CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He'll be here. He's our Connecticut representative of the Department of Homeland Security here in Connecticut. And he'll be talking about what they are doing to keep our businesses and our infrastructure more safe and what you can do about it as well. So we're looking forward to that. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.